I'm on another level. I'm on another level. What's up, y'all? Welcome to another episode of the Next Level Living Podcast.
Let's go. Woo.
Man, you feel the love?
Bro, I feel it.
What them elbows, what them shoulders doing though, my boy?
Oh, you know what them shoulders. Hey, where my music at?
I swear you should have been a Kappa.
First of all. Nah. Y'all chill. Hey, but they do got the coolest stroll though. They do got the little shimmy.
All right, we're 10 minutes late, but praise God.
All right,
so look. So what's on today's topic? What are we doing?
Okay, so today we are actually gonna ask you a few questions that maybe some people might wonder.
Nicole, have these questions been proved yet before they get all up in my business?
Anybody seen the...
She said I had autonomy, so we're just going to ask some questions.
I typically wouldn't trip, but the way that y'all did me with the video when you assaulted me...
Wait a second.
Yeah.
Do y'all see the stuff that happens? That was aggressive. Assault?
But at least...
That's the reason why he didn't call you by your nickname.
I said, at least he didn't call you by your nickname this time.
Oh, Mikey? Oh, yeah. Don't y'all like Mikey? Y'all put your hands together if y'all like Mikey. Yeah.
I like it, Mikey.
You know what I'm saying? We love it.
You got me, bro? I got you, bro. Get your wife, brother. get your household. She's
Mikey,
wildin'.
That ain't my name, Jay. All right, what are we doing, though? Y'all got some questions for me?
Yeah, we got a Q&A.
We going to take some from the audience, too, or just right there in your...
We're going to take a few from the audience at the end.
But just to update some of us who may not be familiar with the podcast, last week, our latest episode, we did a part one of asking Jeremy a few questions. And we got some real questions. Even Jeremy might have been uncomfortable a little bit for some of them.
I know Tracy ain't approved some of them.
He was definitely uncomfortable.
First of all, don't bring Tracy in. Is because that's when people start feeling bad. Like, that's when we start getting nervous. Okay?
I'm like,
Tracy. Relax. Like, don't bring big sis in it. Sis, first of all, Jeremy told us to just wing it. And I was just trying to be obedient to my shepherd. But Tracy, I promise you, we got you covered today, okay?
You're going to put this on me.
Absolutely.
Like, I approve the question.
Absolutely. Y'all got a bond.
All right. So, cool. So, the first question we're going to kick it off with is, we've heard so much information about, you know, what to do, what to put into effect, but tell us what a morning routine for you to even prepare yourself to get there, what does that look like? How do you start your day?
Yeah, so super early, right? And I will say this, that in order for me to start my mornings early, you know, I have to end my days early. So I got some of my partners, even Chris, be like, good night, old man, because he know I shut it down early. But I'm locked in and focused, y'all. What I'm about to share with y'all, there's some people that probably thinking like, bro, that's some old man stuff, bro. That's corny. That's lame. But the life I've been privileged to live, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, for real, we eat dinner in my household so early, I call it supper, Mike.
I thought you just call it supper when you rich. Oh. Like, everybody come down for supper.
Where the bombs?
For me, I'd be like, hey, you got food? All right, cool. Because I was just saying, long story short,
we eat early.
Supper though.
Yeah. We call it. We eat early, and then you know, I get the kids bath time. We story time. We pray. Let them have their little time to chill. And by like 7:30, my phone is on do not disturb. You know what I'm saying? 7 o'clock. By 7:30, like, man, I got my face washed, teeth brushed, floss. Like, I'm in bed, pajamas. Enjoy a couple sitcoms with Tracy. Mm-hmm. Shut that thing down. And by 9 o'clock, I'm trying to be asleep. 10 o'clock, the absolute latest. That means we got a late start. Maybe we went out for dinner and didn't get the kids in bed till 8, because I need like at least an hour and a half to kind of decompress and just have some selfish. I want a chill time, TV time with Tracy, a little pillow talk. We planning, we mapping out, strategizing, watch a couple shows. But by 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock, the latest I'm asleep, 4 o'clock, I'm up. Locked in, go downstairs.
4 o'clock. Make some noise for that.
Mm-hmm. And it's easy, because somebody was like, bro, you go to sleep hella early, you wake up hella... I'm like, bro, it's really not hard for me. I'm conditioned. But because of this, right, I don't have a whole bunch of hobbies. So I ain't like, you know what I'm saying, meeting the homies at the pool parlor to go out and play pool. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not doing that. Like, I'm locked in on the mission. And so there are some sacrifices. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm a fan of greatness. I ain't watched now. You in L.A. I ain't watched not one Lakers game, at least not a whole one. Because they play too late. So what I look like staying up to 11, 12, 12:30 at night watching them live out to their full potential, and I'm not able to live out mine.
Come on, y'all. I know somebody caught that.
Yeah, so I be wanting to. People be like, oh, did you see the verses last night? I'm like, I didn't, you know what I'm saying? But I'll catch the highlight.
And that's all right.
Yeah, I'll catch the highlight, because I ain't on what they on. I'm on what I'm on. You know what I'm saying? And so I'm just like, as opposed to me trying to like entertain like myself, like, yo, I've got things that I want to do and I want to accomplish. And in this season of my life, it causes for me to be super duper locked in, laser sharp focus, so I can give any extra attention I have, like my family gets that.
Hey, y'all, real quick, anybody out there can see areas in your life where what you're actually doing currently is keeping you from actually just being great? Like, you're still doing good, you're making it work, but because of what you just heard from Jeremy, like, there's aspects that you can still cut back on that still may look extreme to the average person who don't have your purpose or your vision, but that you know that you need to do for your own life. Can y'all make some noise if y'all can receive that? That's real.
All right. So on that same topic, how important is it to keep your mental and physical health intact in order to be able to go to the next level?
Talk about that, Jay.
Yeah. So for me, some of these things do not seem extreme, but they might sound extreme, but I want extreme results. So sometimes I have to go through extreme measures, right? So when it comes to mental health, like, shout out to DeJuan. Like, any of y'all ever seen that show Billions? Y'all familiar with Billions? So y'all know to Axelrod, Wendy is. So DeJuan's my Wendy. Like, he know how to keep my brain right. He's trained me on that, my team, my family. So I'm big on the mental health. I tap in with Shannon and Shirley Austin, our marriage coaches. I've got other counselors and spiritual leaders. So I'm real big on that mental health. I take Fridays off now. So I try to, at least. I work, you know what I'm saying? But I typically, for the most part, take Fridays off. So I really be trying to take care of me, you know what I'm saying? And if I even feel like it's one of them days, like, don't you even play with it. I will go, I got a big old funky little tub in the bathroom, you know what I'm saying, with the little lights underneath. Like, I will put some Epsom salt. Come on.
Fancy.
With the Dr.
Come on with the Dr. Teals
Epsom salt ministry. With that lavender, I will put some bubbles in that sucker so quick. Not play with me. You know what I'm saying?
Next level, bubble bag. Boy, look at you.
But I say that because, like, for real, like, yo, you know, when you're talking about, and y'all just really know me for speaking, right? But I got the speaking, you know what I'm saying? We had a trucking company, you know what I'm saying? We've got the curriculum company. We've got the podcast. We've got the nonprofit here in the States and the one in South Africa. We just started the Next Level advertising agency where we're partnering with Toby and CJ and ET and some other people. We got the clothing line. Like, yo, it's a lot that we have going on. It's a lot on my shoulders. And so I'm always moving. I am always shaking. Like, I'm always doing something. So when it's time to shut it down, I'm big about shutting it down. I'm big on taking care of my body. I got Miss Kathy come to the crib at least twice a month. She gives me that vitamin IV. She was actually here yesterday. You know what I'm saying? That Myers cocktail that has all the different vitamins and minerals. Yeah. Stuff that, so I can operate, you know what I'm saying, at my full peak in performance. And so when it comes to physically, when it comes to spiritually, it's certain things I don't eat. I'm really taking care of my temple, my mind, my brain. I need it as sharp as possible so I can not only be efficient and effective, but I can really be in tune with the Spirit of God and what He's saying. Ooh. And so I drink way more water than everything else because I need the best.
Wait a second. Lord have mercy.
Hello, Tracy. She walked in here then. She walked up in here.
Lord.
But I'm sorry.
I know he on your nerves.
I need the best. Let me take that A out of that. I need the best, like, blood pumping through my brain so I can really be in tune. What's the Spirit saying? Like, what adjustments I got to make? So with all that being said, I'm real big on taking care of me. And y'all might not know this, but I almost had a mental meltdown, but I was talking to one of my counselors separate from anybody else I've even mentioned. And she's like, Jeremy, I'm concerned. She's like, yo, you take great care of your wife, your family, your mom, your dad, your community. How are you taking care of you? And I was like, oh, God's been keeping me. She was just like, okay, right, but don't you hyper-spiritualize this. What are you doing to take care of you?
Ooh.
And I was just like, well, you know, I wake up in the morning and every week we do the 1,000 push-ups and crunches and my work. She was like, bro, that's fitness, bro. What are you doing to take care of you mentally? And I was just like, well, I kind of, you know, I might jump in the pool. She's like, bro, you need to get away. She's like, I'm concerned you finna crash and burn. I'm just being vulnerable.
Oof.
So she was like, yo, go get you a hotel room. You know what I'm saying? Spend a day or two away. Like, the family gonna be good. Don't be on the phone. Don't be calling. Don't be ministering to people, because y'all know how it be. Like, I'm always on the go. Like, in between meetings, in between virtual gigs, somebody hit me, bro, this happened. My wife did this. I'm praying. It's always something. It's always, I'm always pouring out. She's like, bro, take your behind to the hotel room, order some room service, go get you a massage, like, and don't be up in there reading the Bible all day. Just watch some TV and chill. You know what I'm saying? And so I did that and came back revived. And that's when I was like, I got to do better, more taking care of me and kind of pacing myself, because I thought I did a good job, but I was like, really, I don't. Really, I'm putting everybody else first. So it's time for me to make sure I'm super strong so I can be an even better husband. Because I'm dope. Don't play with it.
Okay.
I want to be an even better husband and father and mentor and coach and CEO, boss, leader, whatever. And so I'm still kind of figuring that thing out. But I am taking more time to take better care of me.
I'm glad to hear that. Because
That's what's up. Y'all make some noise for that answer. Come on now. Show our leader some love. Chris, okay. What we got?
So next question. How do you keep your momentum when you're dealing with disappointments and setbacks?
I think disappointment and setbacks, like, is a part of it. It's a part of the journey. It's a part of the process, but you just can't let that cripple you. Disappointment, setbacks, it's a part of it. Like, it's going to come. Don't think just because you got momentum, like, everything going to be... Momentum don't mean everything is going to be perfect. It just means some things are working for you on a consistent basis. And so I've never had a moment in my life where we were not forward progressing. It might be three steps forward, one step back, you know what I'm saying, or vice versa, you know what I'm saying? But there's always those moments when you're going to have some hard times, you're going to have some challenges, and I'm going to talk about that some more in my final session, but those things actually make you stronger and actually gives you the tools and equipment you need to get ready for that next level. So you might feel like, man, I have some momentum, and this happened right when I can't never get a break. It's like, what you mean? It's just like, yo, how you think you go, my daughter go from a yellow belt to an orange belt, and then from an orange belt to a green belt, then from a green belt to a blue belt, then a brown belt? Like, there are some tests that you're going to have to go through. And so, unfortunately, for some of us, we feel like in order for us to forwardly grow and progress, everything goes to be perfect. It's like, nah, it's going to be some hills that you're going to have to climb. It's going to be some valleys you're going to have to go through. That's a part of the journey. And so when you see people that look a certain way and it's like they're so strong and powerful, it's because they've gone through a whole lot. So for me, I ain't even tripping on when adversity come. I know it's par from the course. Y'all heard what the what was shared yesterday. Count it all joy. Don't be surprised when fiery trials, you know what I'm saying, come your way. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's going to happen. That pain produces perseverance, that faith, so that you're not lacking nothing. Like, God don't want us to be weak. He wants us to be powerful. So I've been asking God, like, yo, God, why I got to carry this cross? And again, I'm going to touch on some of this afternoon in my final session. But God was like, I don't want you to be weak. I don't want you out here looking like a spoiled brat. I'm going to have to allow you to go through some things. So adversity is part for the course. You got to just stay focused and don't let that derail you. And then you get so discouraged and you get so shook up that you get, like, crippled. And the enemy, like, got him.
Facts. So, y'all, first of all, make some noise. Y'all, hey, right. That's bars. You know, that's heavy.
That was everything.
I think that it's very important to understand one element specifically about what he just said. That's expectation. The reason why it doesn't break him down is because he knows this as part of the process. Even though we don't enjoy being disarmed or being dissatisfied, it's expected. He said it's expected. I know that that's going to happen. So when it happens, he has a category for it. Does that make sense? Oh, this is what's going on. A lot of us are sinking in waters that we're unfamiliar with. We've never ever experienced before, or we never expected to be a part of our process. So now when it comes, it's overwhelming and we're considering quitting. Jay was just like, nah, I don't like it, but I know this is what has to happen. He said it even keeps him humble. God allows some stuff to happen to him to keep him humble where he is, to make sure that this process is appreciated for the element that God has taken him to as opposed to what he's bringing him through. All right?
Oof, facts. So last question before we take some questions for the audience. What are two quotes that, like, define kind of your everyday or just... things that you just can't live without.
Yeah, don't give them too much. But,
know?
Like, no. Maybe two.
Bro, it's the classics.
Okay.
It's the classics. Always grateful.
Never settle.
Okay.
Like, for real. Like, that would have to be my number one go-to right there. Like, always grateful. And I really feel like that's what's gotten me to where I am in my life today. Like, I'm always grateful for where I am. I'm always grateful for whatever I'm experiencing. When the word of God says to count it all joy, like, I that's what I'm on. I'm always grateful for where I am, but I'm not going to settle because I know there's a new level. I know that there's something more. There are additional things that I'm going to be able to accomplish and achieve and experience. So I'm real big on being like, man, I'm grateful for where I am, but is it possible that God can do more through me? You know what I'm saying? Like, I'll never forget having a very hard conversation with God. Man, when I tell y'all, man, he's been on my head, especially when it comes to my wife. And I feel like, I'm like, yo, God, I am an amazing husband. I remember one time when she was working, I sent a big old stupid bouquet of flowers to her house, and she was just like not happy when she came home. I'm like, man, what's wrong with you, chick? You know how many people would love to have a big old bouquet of flowers? She's like, bro, if you knew me, you would know. If you would know, I'm not the average. She was like, if you knew me, you would know that I don't really like attention like that.
That's crazy.
So here I am trying to run this clinic, and people are coming into my office. I'm trying to schedule these doctors, and folks are saying, oh, look at this. She's like, I ain't got time for that. And then my wife is penny pinching. She was like, and I would much rather, as opposed to you spending $200 for this big old bouquet, I would have much rather you would have went and just put some flowers together and maybe spend less and made a personal bouquet.
Ooh.
Now in my heart, because I was on some little boy stuff, I was in my feelings. Now I'm quick on honoring my wife. So I ain't sitting at that time. I was just like, okay, yeah, I get it. But when I went around the corner.
Oh, you gonna cry in the car.
When I went around the corner, like me and Holy Ghost having a conversation. I'm like, bro, she ungrateful. She this, she that. He like, bro, no, you prideful. He said, listen to what she's saying. She ain't asking for a lot. She acknowledged, I know you were trying to do something nice, but like, bro, you still don't know me. And I remember thinking like, yo, and I remember my wife was like, I need more from you. And I was like, more from me? I'm like, and so I'm beefing with God. I'm like, yo, bro, get your, like, if I was from New York, I'd be like, yo, son, get your daughter, son. You know what I'm saying? Like, I was really like, yo, God, like, y'all tripping, because that's your daughter. And I was like, yo, I do so much. I serve so much. Like, I go above and beyond. She ain't no other dude. I'm really proud of myself on that. Ain't no other dude gonna love my wife the way I can love her. I'm thinking like, bro, I'm different, God. And she asking me for more, all I do. And God was like, Negro, you, after all I do for you, every single morning you asking me for more.
Ooh.
He said, bro, look at your beautiful wife. Look at your two beautiful, healthy kids. Look at this beautiful home I blessed you with.
That's crazy.
Look at all the bookings that's coming in and all the amazing team members you have. You have such an anointed team in multiple companies. All I've done for you, and every single morning, you praying a prayer, Jabez, God bless me indeed, enlarge my territory. You're claiming Ephesians 3:20 to me, but she can't claim Ephesians 3:20 for you?
Woo!
The word of God says, now unto him, who's, for those of y'all that don't know, who's able to do exceedingly exceedingly and abundantly, more than I can ask or think, by the power that worketh in us.
Yeah.
God said, I told you, son, the same way you deal with your wife is the same way I'm going to deal with you. So look what God told me. God said, son, your wife is asking more from you. Just like I'm asking more from you. Just like you asking more from me. And so you want to be godly. I'm like, yeah, all right. So there are those that's going to need and demand more from you. Just like you needing and demanding more from me. Then God said, son, it's actually godly to exceed expectations. God told me, God said, son, I want you to embody exceeding expectations. That's why when the community started calling me Mr. Overdeliver, I was just like, ooh. And so now, Chris, I'm like, man, God, how can I add more value? How can I exceed expectations? Because that's actually godly. His word says I'm going to do immeasurably more than you can ask or even think or even imagine. Like, that's what I'm going to do. And God said, if you really want to be like me, son, you keep that type of energy when it comes to your wife, when it comes to your kids, when it comes to your community. So when your wife is graceful enough to teach you, after all these years of marriage, the best way to love her, then humble yourself and take down those notes. That's why y'all see me from time to time, and I don't do it for the gram. I do it for all the men in here. I'll post a picture of a bouquet that I put together myself. I'm nice with that thing now. I ain't gonna lie to you. I be going to Trader Joe's looking for the most exotic flowers, and then I be asking people, they're like, can you mix these with those? Because I know when my wife comes in, and she see a custom, because I don't really
know. Why your pitch
like
change?
Huh?
Why your pitch change?
I don't know. But I put together the custom bouquet because that thing going to hit harder than me spending $200 and having somebody deliver it. It means more when I go and say, you know what? Let me go and pick these out myself and snip these things and then put the little seasoning pack in there with the water. You know what I'm saying? The little plant food. You know what I'm saying? Like the little oodles or noodles. Y'all know what I'm saying? The little flower food. I do that because I know.
Yeah.
So it's like always grateful but never settle.
Yeah.
I really do try to live my life that way. Prime example, and we're going to go to the next question if we have time. I think we got 11 minutes. All right, so watch this. Let me share this with you too. Because I'm always trying to figure out, like, man, how can I bless? I promise y'all, man, how can I bless y'all? We're going to do something most people don't do. Now, y'all going to have to do right now. But I have taken so many pictures with some of y'all. And no disrespect, but them pictures is like, okay. And so, man, we've got two amazing photographers. Can y'all just put y'all hands together for Brittany and her team? What I told Britt I wanted to do, my team was like, you sure about that? I said, yep, I would like for Britt, right over there in that corner during lunch, we got to do it quick. I want to take a professional picture with each one of y'all, and we're going to email you the link late tonight or first thing tomorrow morning. Wow. So now when you post your picture, it can be a high quality picture.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying?
Y'all can't get excited for that. Jeez.
Because let me tell you something. Because I've been to conferences.
Yeah.
I've been to conferences where it's like, man, I want to get a picture with a person. And man, shout out to those of y'all that see me and you want to take a pic, but you see me walking fast. I already know. Because we would kill the programming schedule if I took a picture. But my heart.
Yeah.
I'm like, yo, some of y'all spent your last to be here.
Some of y'all maybe didn't,
but you made big sacrifices to be here.
And
what I don't want you to do is drive back and be like, man, I never got to take a picture with Jeremy. That don't sit right with me. So I asked my team, not only can we get these pictures, but how quickly can I get those back? I even told Britt, I said, Britt, I'll wait for the highlight pictures with me. I'll wait for that. The people that paid their money to be here, that had a transformational experience, and they really want to, like, that's priority.
Yeah. Right.
That's why I'm always looking for.
Come on, y'all. Y'all can do better than that. Come on, that's intense. That's next level.
Yes.
That's next level, y'all. Yeah. That's next level.
Yeah. Like, so that's just my mindset, right? And I'm just sharing that with y'all. You know what I'm saying? I wasn't even looking for nothing. I just want y'all to know that's what I'm on.
Yeah.
Because, like, so here's the other one. It's the word of God. Treat others how you want to be treated.
Facts.
Ooh.
Facts. I know why me and my family so favored.
Right.
We be looking out for others the same way we want to be treated.
So true.
And I don't always get it right because I'm human.
Right.
My righteousness is but filthy rags. Come on, somebody. The word says that as perfect as we try to be,
yeah,
we still are so far.
Yeah.
From the beauty, the splendor, the glory, the holiness of God.
Yeah.
The word says our righteousness. That means when we try, when we having our best day.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? The word says the heart is evilly wicked. Who can even really know it?
Mm.
Like Paul says, I do what I don't want to do, but what I don't want to do, I do. Who can save me from this wretched man that I am?
Mm.
Like Paul was a beast when it came to preaching and ministering and baptizing and casting out demons. He was still on some. I got some issues inside of me.
Facts.
So even on my best day, I try, but we all fall short.
Yeah.
But it is my goal. That's the fabric of next level living.
That's right.
It is the constant pursuit to be everything that God has called us to be. So when you wear that next level living t-shirt, you wear that next level living hoodie, you wear the hat, them socks, like you keep that energy with you. That thing, truth be told, that thing be checking me as well. I met, man, shout out to the sis. I forgot her name. Forgive me. I met somebody the other day, Crystal. She said, Jeremy, something took a long time, and I was finna go off on the Marriott, and I looked down, and my husband was like, you got that Next Level Living hoodie on.
I know that's right.
Hey, this real life. She was like, I bet not disrespect.
Oh, you know I saw her in mine. We talked too. She did. She was like, my husband told me, I bet not. I was like, don't worry, sis. This representative right here, I was like, she actually just took care of me. I was like, she good people. She was like, okay. She went up there. Shout out to our sis, man. That's real.
Nice.
Well, let's get a question from the audience. Yeah. Let's give somebody a chance to ask Jay a question. Who has a question for Jay?
Okay. Right to it.
I see you back with the mask. Come to me. Come up here to me. Unless you.
He got it.
Oh, run to her, Brett. We got it. We got Next Level miking. Don't worry. This is mobile microphones.
We good?
All right, we good. Ask your question, sweetheart.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Gloria from Boston, Massachusetts.
Good morning, Gloria.
Pleasure to be here. I'm actually in Kearney Falls ADHD Entrepreneurial Group, and I came to support her. But I have a question for you. When you talked about the photographs, can you have the seniors? I'm 60, and can we get in line first? Because it takes us a little longer to get to the lunch area.
Yeah.
I ain't opposed to that. Hey, that's a good suggestion. I'm with that.
Okay.
I'm with that.
Thank you.
My mama and my daddy here, they both told me to respect my elders. You best believe we can do that.
For sure. Too easy.
Let's go over here.
Okay.
Do we got a fourth mic so that, because that's what we don't want.
Yeah.
If we got a fourth mic, we all might have to.
Yeah, we going to have to edit that, Brad. You just jumped all in the camera. But shout out to your Superman abilities, though.
Yeah.
That boy did a Marvel comic book. What?
So I noticed that your conference is built, the foundation is built on God. And I know you do a lot of things in school. And then you mentioned a word about hyper-spiritualized. My message is going to be built a lot about God, too. How do you, in the schools, talk about God, but without hyper-super-spiritualizing it, where it don't become a problem?
Good question.
Oh, I love it. So what I typically do is when I'm in schools, I talked to one of my homeboys that was in seminary. And about 4 or 5 years ago, he was like, man, Jeremy, I see you heavy in schools now. He was like, man, it's probably eating you up that you can't proclaim the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. I was like, actually, it's not eating me up. I said, because they're not bringing me in to evangelize. That would be like me coming to your restaurant and you got a seafood restaurant, but I'm coming for seafood, but you want to make me barbecue. Because you're passionate about barbecue. I'm like, bro, I want seafood. Hey, but this barbecue going to bless your life. Like, they're not bringing me in for that. And so what I got to say is I say, okay, God, I am not able to be in here. The word says to be wise as a serpent and harmless as a dove. So I'm in there with this energy. I'm like, okay, Holy Ghost, I need you to fill me, right? Because I don't have to proclaim it, right? I don't have, it's in me. I could say it all day long, but his spirit is in me. The word of God says they worship me with their mouths, but their hearts are far from me. I'm like, as long as you in here, we good. So I'm in there giving these kids, because here's the crazy thing I realized. I'm in there speaking life to them. My mission is, let me make sure you don't drop out. Let me make sure you don't end up pregnant at 16. Let me make sure you don't end up cutting yourself. Let me make sure you don't end up committing suicide. Let me make sure you don't end up, you know, sitting out here struggling. Like, my mission is, let me make sure that you live the best life. So I'm in there, but I have a way to let them know I'm Christian. I'll be like, yep, I changed my life. I hit the reset button. I start going to church. I start volunteering in my local community. But I'm not in there talking about the power of Jesus Christ and what he can do inside your life, because they didn't ask for that. Plus, that's not already permissible. So I'm in there with the full anointing. And you know what happens every time? The teachers come to me and say, I don't know if you know this. In the back of my mind, I'm like, I already know. But they're like, there's this thing called the anointing. I'm like, praise God. They're like, it's all on you. Because they realize it, right? They can sense it, right? And so you don't have to be in there and be trying to preach to them. You just go and love on them. All right? So it's like this here. It's like you got some people in their life. You just had a bad accident. You got a concussion. You got open wounds. You need surgery right away. This is not the time for me to talk to you about how you should be on a plant-based diet. And you should only drink alkaline water.
Receive this, y'all.
Right now, you bleeding out your head. Mm. Right. You got a concussion. Your wounds is open. Right. Like, let me just get you back stable. So that's what I'm on. I'm like, man, these babies is bleeding out. You know what I'm saying? They've experienced some heavy trauma. So I'm like, look here. Now, when they come to me crying, oh, you best believe I'm a whisperer. Do you believe in the power of God? When they take that microphone off me, I go into full mode.
Yeah.
You better not send me a DM, little boy, and yeah. or little girl, talking about I liked your speech. Well, if you gave me one thing, what would I do? Surrender your life to Jesus Christ.
Absolutely.
I
come
promise
on, y'all.
You.
Make yeah, some noise. Yeah. Y'all better know. Hey, listen. Listen, y'all. When it comes to the next level living, you don't have to preach louder than you live. No, 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 no. I don't want y'all to miss this. This is a quotable, okay? And this ain't even prepared, but I want y'all to get this. You don't have to preach louder than you live. I heard somebody once say that the greatest sermon ever preached was one that was lived, not spoken. So for us, y'all, when we are going, it is pivotal that we are living the word that we believe, not just speaking it. Because it is people that have been hitting me up all weekend. I mean, preachers watching this. Mike, I heard y'all had 30 people in the pool baptized. What is Jeremy down there doing? I said, he's next level living. Woo! He's living life on the next level. The reason why I needed my family in this building for this actual season, for this actual conference, is not because I thought that they were going to become amazing speakers overnight. I already know that God's blessed them with that. It'll happen in God's time. What I wanted was them to understand why this has changed my life completely. And guess what, y'all?
Praise
Day
God.
One, less than 2 hours in, my father came down for baptism. I don't need a scripture to show him. Jeremy never said one verse, but somebody interrupted him and said, I want to come down for baptism. And my dad said, I want to rededicate my life also. It broke me down, y'all. Y'all, we not here for an act. This is not just, we are not here to entertain y'all. We are here to let you know that that little ring, that little buzz, that little vibration on the inside of your heart, we feel it too. There's something that God has called us to, and whatever it is that you have in your life that you know that you need to do to live life on the next level is available. And we have it available for here. So in closing, I just want you all to know that the next level living for your life can only be answered by you. It can only be answered by you. What Jay is doing is the best of his ability for his life. What Crystal is doing right now is the best of her life. What I'm doing is the best of my life. But what does that look like for you? Wherever you are, the next level of your life can be exceeded as long as you're in touch with what matters most to you in terms of your relationship this way so that you can go reach left to right. Okay? Right.
And that's the part. That's good. And that's the part that a lot of people... They like, I want to reach here without here. You know what I'm saying? And so, but sometimes you got to go deeper before you can go wider.
That's right.
So to go further and to close us out and to go further, I saw a sermon by one of my favorite little preachers, Christine Kane. She said that those who are motivational and inspirational, like they can make you feel good and help you be encouraged and give you the strength to want to fight another day. But she said, those with the anointing have the power to break strongholds. So when I'm in these schools, I'm praying. I'm like, man, God, I go under the title of a motivational speaker.
Come on.
I'm trying to set these babies free. I can always tell when a little girl don't have a father. Because they come down in tears and want to give me a hug. My daughter ain't gonna never have to hug no man. I don't care how fire his speech is. I can sense the weight. I know what schools to go to when I need to apologize to the little girls because I'm like, I'm sorry because someone should have protected you and been there for you. I'm sorry because they took advantage of you and they hurt you and they touched you and that was not right, but you have not lost your worth and value. Like, I'm trying to set them free. You feel me? And so I go under the title of a motivational speaker, but I got to really be in the spirit. And I only want to work with those and surround myself with those who are in the spirit because this is all spiritual and this is all God's work. And again, I'm getting into my last presentation, but I'll share it with you like this right here. What God wants to do in our lives and what he's doing in your life, it's going to go to a whole nother level as long as you connect here. It is not even possible for you not to go to that next level as long as you keep that alignment. And that's how you're going to bear more fruit, and that's how you're going to live the powerful life and be the powerful human being that God has called you to be. And that, my friends, the pursuit of that is what we call next level living. Let's get it.